Hi, this is Dr. Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you want to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent programs, you can go to our program page at myfaithradio.com. It's very difficult as a parent to help our kids grow in certain areas where we may have a blockage, where we may have sort of been stunted, often through no fault of our own, perhaps because of some kind of early parenting deficit in our own family of origin or some kind of neglect or abuse or a traumatic experience in life. Let's unpack what those particular needs are that each of us have and then how we can meet them. And what I love about you, Kathy, is that you're practical and you're down to earth, but you also are a big picture thinker. And this is really a big picture thing for a lot of people. They may not have actually sat down and thought, gosh, am I having some struggles in this particular area? So let's kind of lay out what those areas are.
You know, I'd love to. And let me say that I totally agree with you that this is an issue for men and women, separate from their marital status, separate from whether or not they're parents. In fact, I wrote the book for the general public because I know in my knowing that when we are healthy in these five ways, then relationships are healthier and life is more filled with joy and all of that. And I wanted regular people, if you will, to read the book, not just moms and dads. So if a parent reads it, they'll read it through that grid. If they're married, they'll read it through that grid and they'll apply the truths to those relationships. But man, this is so valuable for singles as well, who question whether or not, you know, God loves them if they're dissatisfied being single. So five core needs, you can picture it as a pyramid. And the first one is for security, and we should place our security in people who are trustworthy. So the question that defines it is, who can I trust? So security, who can I trust, is the bottom of the pyramid. We should not place our security in the quality of our cell signal, you know? And we should not place our security in how many people we have connections with on Facebook. It's not a quantity issue, which is a conversation to have with today's young people. It's a quality issue. Do I have men, women, peers, children who are trustworthy truth talkers speaking into my life? Security, who can I trust? And then identity, who am I, is the second one. And I believe that if you know who you can trust, you're more likely to know who you are. If you have no one trustworthy speaking into your life, you're going to probably be more of a wishy-washy, peak and valley person who doesn't have more of a consistency, more of a confidence in knowing who they are. So identity, who am I, not who was I, and not who do I want to be, but who am I? And we can unpack that more if you want. The third one is belonging. So again, picture it as a pyramid. We start with our security, which leads to our identity. And when those two are healthy, then belonging can be healthier. And that's the question, who wants me? If I know my strengths and my passions, and I've become trustworthy and my word matters, then guess what? My relationships are going to be stronger, right?
Sure.
My belonging, who wants me, if my identity is I am a jerk, or if my identity, if all I know about myself are the things I cannot do, because that's all I've ever been told my whole life, then I enter into those relationships knowing what I can't do, and I don't know how to connect with people. Mm. I don't know what my interests are. I don't know what my strengths are. I don't have anything to offer anyone. So my belonging is at risk. And then the fourth core need that God wired into us is a need for purpose. And that's the question, why am I alive? And we believe at Celebrate Kids that purpose is rooted in those first three. So if I know who I can serve, and I know who I am, and again, I have trustworthy relationships, and I have security, then I'm more likely to believe I'm alive on purpose with purpose, and that I was created with good intent, and there is something that I can do. Now, there's an A-plus answer to all of these, and that would be the answer that God gives us in his word. For instance, for purpose, we're created to glorify him. That's Isaiah 43, verse 7. That's stunning, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That we were created for his glory. Oh, my goodness. And then the fifth one is competence. So the top of the pyramid is competence, and it's the question, what do I do well? We were not created to do things perfectly, although the culture might suggest that that's the case. That's a lie. We were created to do things well, and I believe that if you know your purpose, you are going to be more motivated to find your competence, and you'll know what competence you need. Like, I don't need your competence, and you don't need mine. We need the competence that we need to fulfill the purpose we were created by God to fulfill. And competence rooted on the first four. Again, if I don't know who I am, if I only know my weaknesses, if I have no one to serve, I don't need to be alive, and then I don't need to do anything well. I think children and adults who have plateaued, who have an apathy toward excellence and toward developing themselves further, are people who don't know why they're alive. And all the study skills in the world, all the Bible memorization hints in the world are not going to get them to step up to the plate and be competent if they don't believe there's a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge issue when it comes to schooling.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com. Just look for Dr. Bill Meyer Live.